You're listening to the Family of Te Geta podcast. A message from Akatu. Zuya, the Wee Folk.
Beloved friends of Earth, as you struggle with the diversity of opinions, ways of living, and doctrine, know that your soul knows only oneness. In these moments, strive to love yourself and forgive the fragile personality. For these aspects do not come from the soul. Once you love yourself fully, you are free to love others. Let's explore the life of tiny beings that live within mountains deep within the earth. They hear the noise of wars and fighting, but they create moments of joy. They are aware of duality, and yet they manage to live peacefully in areas of tiny homes that are unique and humble with such love. In simple terms, these are known in some cultures as Wee Folk, or the Little People. Many have seen them scurry out of rocky areas as they dance a little jig and kick up dust before returning to their shelter quickly. No one can capture them as they can change frequencies at will to disappear. They are the beloved ones of the fairies that created them with magic, love, and intent. Pleiadians call them Zuya and find them to be quite amusing. The Wee Folk have a certain manner of expression. To some people, they would resemble gypsies, with female clothing being long full skirts and loose tops with beads and scarves. The males would resemble leprechauns with green pants and shirts and ankle boots. The females are quite chubby to human standards. This adds to their charm and expression of joy and humor. The Wee Folk enjoy tiny furniture fashioned from twigs, sticks, leaves, and flowers. They enjoy tapping on rocks to create rhythmic sounds and tones. This is their music, and they feel the vibrations created within their bodies. They smile and sometimes hum or squeak, but no words are formed in communication. Fairies understand them and enjoy their company. Magic is performed in entertainment by fairies that gather. Flashing lights and glitter are moments of fun for the Zuya, who remain innocent and childlike. Astral is the favorite playground of the Wee Folk when they choose to change densities. They follow fairies through pink portals with flashing neon yellow lights. They dash through tunnels and wave flowers at entities and other galactic races. They play throughout walls of sacred geometry and giant animals. When their adventure winds down, the Wee Folk return to their homes. Fairies blow kisses and leave them to rest among colorful rocks and twigs. The Wee Folk never die, and within their form there is a life force from the fairies created in Elohim. The power and magic allow lives of finding joy in all moments. They munch on berries and nuts and drink water from acorns used as tiny cups. They sometimes follow fairies to streams of water where they splash and play and wash their tiny hands and faces. The Wee Folk are a bit clumsy at times. Many run through the mountains and tumble to the bottom. They fall hard but have no pain. They rise and smile and kick off the dust again. Fairies gave them the ability to sustain anything and become stronger and more resilient. To the little beings, life is so wonderful. The lesson to be gleaned in these moments is to remember your own strength. Kick off the dust as many times as it takes, and rise high as you lift another. Have fun in your brief waking dream and see the magic of all life around you. Breathe deeply and smile at life seen and unseen around you in all moments. There is always joy to be found. En iki mai ia. I love you so.
Akatu.